This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters and guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said, apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issues of peaceful border management comprehensively. Replying to a query, the spokesperson said, India supports a democratic, stable, peaceful, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. He said New Delhi has reiterated its willingness to build a positive and constructive relationship with Bangladesh based on mutual trust, respect and mutual sensitivity to each other's concerns and interests. He said India has also emphasized that people of Bangladesh are the main stakeholders in India-Bangladesh relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait tomorrow at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. The Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community in Kuwait. Addressing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary and External Affairs Ministry Arun Kumar Chatterjee said this will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He said India and Kuwait share an age-old bond characterized by historical ties, robust economic exchanges and vibrant cultural connections. The Prime Minister recently met the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the sidelines of the UNGA session in September this year. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition members started sloganeering over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of Parliament. He also warned them of action in case of any deviation. Amid the din, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election have been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House sine die. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogans between Treasury and opposition benches in the morning. Amid the din, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House till 12 noon. Later, Mr. Dhankar adjourned the upper House sine die. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has registered over 54% productivity and the Rajya Sabha 40% during the winter session of Parliament. In Rajasthan, the death toll has risen to 9 in the gas tanker fire accident on Jaipur-Ajmer Highway. The incident took place at around 6 this morning when a gas tanker collided with a truck near the ring road on Ajmer Highway, triggering massive fire engulfing several vehicles nearby. The incident left a devastating trail of destruction as a total of 40 vehicles were destroyed, including 29 trucks and 2 sleeper buses. 4 people died on the spot due to burn injuries, while 5 others are reported to have died during treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and offered all possible support from the centre. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract worth 7,629 crore rupees for procurement of K9 Vajra T self-propelled tracked artillery guns for the Indian Army. The contract was signed by senior officials of the ministry and representatives of Larsen & Toubro Limited in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi today. Ministry of Defence in a statement said the procurement of K9 Vajra T will catalyse the artillery modernisation and enhance overall operational readiness of the Indian Army. And with that, we end this news bulletin.